Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning, everyone. I'm so grateful to be here today. Breath in our lungs, our heart is beating. And listen, it couldn't be a more glorious day. When you start thinking about that and how grateful you are, how blessed you are, it's hard to have a bad day, you know, really? And so I'm so excited that you joined us today. You know, last weekend I had the opportunity to speak at a conference in Toronto for Christian Horizons, a connection meeting for people who wanted to, be well at work, really. These were caretakers that were taking care of other people and caregivers, if you would. And I just was so grateful to present there at Christian Horizon. And I just want to thank everybody that came out. And really, a ton of people were there. So thank you for that. And I'm coming back to Canada. We're looking at different locations, Oakville, Toronto. So stay tuned because we are going to come back in January. And I'm very excited about that. And last night I spoke in Syracuse, New York. So thank you for everyone that came out to Syracuse. We had a great time, great crowd there. And it's just such a blessing. But, you know, listen, I wanted to also thank everyone, because I haven't been live on here, that came out for the Alzheimer's Walk. What an incredible crowd that was. Just incredible. So many people came. It was a beautiful day. And I'm hoping for the same on October 15th, which is the Making Strides for Breast Cancer Walk. And I have had the opportunity over the last, I think it's 10 or 15 years, to be leading the warm-up for this, event, Making Strides, the American Cancer Society. And I'm telling you, they do an amazing job. And I, every year, do this in memory of my sister, Arlene Wallach, who lost her battle with breast cancer at the ripe old age of 52. And I'm walking and doing this in memory of her and those who lost the fight, but also in honor of so many survivors. And, breast cancer is very close to my heart. I did promise my sister that I would help to find a cure for breast cancer. You know, in the last couple of days of my sister's life, I promised her that I would help find a cure. And that cure, I can tell you right now, is in the foods of the earth that God created. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about how to heal and fuel our body and really feed our body through taking care of our temporary earth suits or our temporary mobile homes. And I'm so excited about our guest today. First of all, Carrie Carnelli, our very own Carrie Carnelli, will be joining us today. She, of course, is the host of Worship 1 to 3, an amazing singer. I wish she'd come out with an album. And, I'm just so excited. We're, constantly talking about food and how to stay on track. And, yeah, you know what? We people get off track. We get back on track. But the main thing is that, that is your goal every day, to take care of this temporary earth suit that God gave us. And really to, glorify and honor God every single day and not abuse this body that he gave us, but really take care of it where the Holy Spirit dwells. And also, my guest today is Richard Derwald. Richard Derwald, you've heard me have Richie Derwald on the show before, and I think Richard was on with him too as well. Richard Derwald, Mr. Fitness. I'm telling you, you got to check out his picture on Facebook because you're not going to believe his age. I'm not going to tell you till we come back. But Richard inspires me, inspires so many people. And he's the, Western New York Jack LaLanne. I'm telling you, he's better than Jack LaLanne. He'll probably hit the floor and start doing push-ups while I'm talking to him. He's just amazing, and you're not going to believe the age. And we're going to get into, really what his key has been. I'm interested in knowing what his key has been all these years. So our Raw Truth Recharge Healthy Eating classes are up and running right now at three different locations, and I'm so excited to, help you who today has tuned in. I know, because you want to be healthy, you want to be fit, and you want to take care of that temporary earth suit that we are designed to live an abundant life. An abundant life. We're not designed to be feeling terrible and sick and thick and tired, as I always say. We're designed to live that abundant life that God desires for us. So listen, if you know anyone who wants to be healthy, stay healthy, promote wellness, reverse disease, prevent disease, lose weight, increase your muscle mass, increase your energy, whatever it is, you need to call them right now and tune into this show. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
You know, on The Raw Truth, sometimes we discuss topics that are hard to talk about. Listen, if you've been struggling with an overactive bladder, light bladder leaking, postpartum symptoms, men, maybe you're still leaking after prostate surgery, you have to meet my friend, Dr. Sarah Capodagli of Co-Era Physical Therapy. Dr. Sarah can help relieve these symptoms you've struggled with for so long non-surgically. Get help today. Call 716-498-2677. That's 498-CORE, C-O-R-R.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com and let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
It's been quite the journey. In fact, it's been a lifelong journey. Hi, it's Carrie Cardinelli. If you're anything like me, when it comes to eating healthy and exercising properly, you need someone to walk beside you on your path to health and wellness. For me, that person is Robbie Roth. From food choices to nutrition to doing the right exercise, Robbie has the answers. I finally found success on the Raw Truth Recharge, Robbie's 4, 8, or 12-week program that includes a 7-day detox. Robbie will teach you how to eat and exercise properly. Because honestly, we need to learn how to be healthy. It does not come naturally. Robbie also offers private and semi-private fitness and nutrition coaching. If you've suffered through yo-yo dieting or type 2 diabetes, this is the help you've been looking for. Do what I did. Find out more about the Raw Truth Recharge at RobbieRaw.com.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us. And so I was talking about our guest today. And, you know, I get so much feedback every time I'm talking about food. I don't know why. But, you know, we are going to be talking about food today. But we're going to be talking about, you know, how to stay on track, how to take care of this body. You know, the kids are back in school. And you know what? It's hard during the summer for moms, I know, and maybe even dads, I don't know. But to stay on track when there's so much going on with the kids. But listen, as my mom always said, Robbie, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anyone else. And she was right. And so today, Carrie Cardinelli is joining me this morning. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You know, I got to tell you, I don't have any kids, so I have no excuse for getting off track this summer.
Hey, everybody does, you know? And, you know, with the new season, you know, it's time to wipe the slate.
I'm back on track for sure. You know, finally back, got myself back to the gym. And I don't know, something about summer where we just get a little lazy, and I never really understood that, because you would think with the nice weather outside that you'd be outside, be active, but no, I was not very active this summer.
Well, you know what? We're back, and we're going to be talking about how to stay on track.
Yes, we are.
And give our listeners some tips and tools of the trade. And, of course, you're on Worship 1 to 3 every Monday through Friday,
yes.
which I love.
Thank you.
You know, I love it when I obviously have my nutrition practice. And people who come in, I have, you know, obviously WDCX playing in
yeah.
the background. And people are always like, I love that song. In the middle of my consultation with them. Oh, that's a beautiful song. Oh, blah, blah, blah.
And I like when I get texts from you.
Yeah. You're playing my favorite song. You know, but it's wonderful because it's good music to work, you know, while you
yeah.
work. You can
mm-hmm.
have a playing in the background. So thank you for that, Carrie. And I love, love, love hearing you sing. And so you're going to have to update us on what you're doing in a little bit, where
I
you're
will.
Speaking.
Lots coming up.
Yeah,
lots
I want to hear that. Also this morning, we have Richard Durwald. Richard!
Yes!
Thank you so much for joining us
it's
today.
My pleasure always, Robbie.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Gosh. You are such a blessing to so many. You, of course, were featured on the front page of Refresh magazine just a few months ago.
That's correct. You were in the same article, by the way.
Yeah, we were both interviewed
yes.
for the article for Refresh magazine, and I think they were interviewing people who were, you know, under the age of 40, and so we got picked. And it was just such an amazing article, and I love the picture of you. You are known as, like, Mr. Fitness, the Western New York Jack LaLanne. And, you know, I posted your picture on social media. People have to check it out, Richard, because,
oh, thank you.
I mean, you inspire so many people, not just because of your incredible ability to stay fit at the ripe old age of 60. I know. We won't tell you what his age is yet. You'll have to wait. But that your mind is so alert. You're still working.
I am.
It's incredible.
Yes, and actually, we've developed, I say I started the program 16 years ago. We now have the largest senior fitness/wellness program in New York State.
Wow. And so tell our listeners what that's all about. So what do you do there?
We call it Club 99. And the thing is, I think, yeah, I know, it sounds funny to begin with, but the point is that too many people look at their mothers and they look at their fathers. Oh, and my mother was 60. She had a bad leg, too. We can't compare ourselves to our parents,
no.
and especially to our grandparents. We're in a whole new time. Whether we like it or not, we're in a whole new time. We've been given a present, and that present is really at least another 20 years of longevity, another 20 years on this earth. And so now it's to get away from that old thinking, my mother had this or my dad succumbed to this. No, you can't say that. So the Club 99, you can't be a full-fledged member of the Club 99 until you reach the age of 99. And that's the new carrot. That's what we're putting
it.
Out there.
I love it. And so your place of employment, explain to our listeners.
Oh, it's Erie County Senior Services.
Yes.
Yes, and we now have, I believe, 42 senior centers. And in 36 of those, we have Club 99.
And you're the coordinator?
I'm the coordinator. I kind of develop the courses and develop the routines. And thank God we have volunteers. We have some very public-minded people here in Western New York. And I've gotten some great people, some of them former gym teachers, athletic coaches, from all walks, nurses, everything. And they're all in there, and they're all volunteering, and we're all working together to help the senior community.
And you work full-time, Richie?
I work full-time, yeah.
And so you haven't reached 70 yet, right?
No, I'm going to say, teasing the audience.
I know.
What are you doing? No, I'm 81, going on 25.
81, Carrie. I mean,
I know, I'm sitting right next to him. It's unbelievable. To
God
me.
Willing, we're going to look this good and really have such a incredibly sharp brain that you have too, Richard.
Thank you, Robbie.
You know, I want to encourage our listeners today because we're going to be talking about how to keep your mind, body, soul, spirit, brain, you know, sharp, fit, healthy. And you just amaze me. You inspire me, Richard. I have to tell you, you do. You inspire
Thank you.
So many. And again, you know, yes, you're incredibly fit, but you walk the talk, and we're going to hear about how you do that.
I do.
And
yeah, I want to hear about what kind of classes you offer.
All right.
Interested, yeah.
Yeah, he's teaching kickboxing and stuff. I know.
No.
Well, you know, and Carrie, you have some events coming up before I forget. You are speaking coming up? What are you doing?
Yeah, I've got a few things. Actually, tomorrow I'll be actually preaching at Faith Covenant Fellowship Church in Medina.
Awesome.
Looking forward to that. And then, let's see, next Saturday I'll be speaking at I Hope Church in Tonawanda. It's on Thompson Street. It's a women's event. It's like a tea time afternoon.
I'm coming.
And oh, good, good.
Green
well, then that means I can't have my cupcake.
No, you can't.
I posted the happiest. I mean, one of my favorite desserts. I know it's a, well. Hey, yours is cannoli. So mine is a white wedding cake. I don't know what it is about it. I just love it. I think it reminds me of when my parents, when I was younger, they come home from a wedding and they would bring home a piece of cake and it would always have like a napkin over it and then the oil, the disgusting oil from the frosting
oh,
would like
gosh.
Soak in. I know it's gross. Anyway, I'm hoping that they're healthy there. Yeah, so that starts at 2 o'clock. I'll be doing some worship and then speaking there. And then, my goodness, Nick Kish and I will be doing an event at Lighthouse Cafe in Lockport on the 15th, the following Saturday, just an evening of music. And then on November...
I'm coming to that, too.
Oh, good, good. And then November 8th is our big event in Toronto at Church on the Queensway with Anne Voskamp, author and speaker Anne Voskamp. So I'll be doing the worship for that as well.
How
so,
awesome.
Yeah, it's just a busy season. It's good.
Yeah,
things are going
you've
really
got
well.
A lot going on. I'm so happy for you because you deserve it. And I just want you to know I can't even remember the last time I had a cannoli, okay? I can't even remember.
Well, I don't remember the last time I had a wedding cake.
You know, I went to the Death by Chocolate event, which you sang at
yes.
last week,
yes.
Which was incredible at Bender's. And I couldn't believe how much chocolate there was. Not one piece.
Oh,
I
my
did,
goodness.
There was even dark chocolate there, but I didn't
there
even touch
There was ice
it.
Cream, too.
Oh.
I mean, there was chocolate everywhere.
It was terrible. No. I mean, it was fine, you know, but it didn't even tempt me. I mean, I just don't get tempted anymore, and we'll talk about why that is, because we know that, you know, cancer thrives on sugar, and I know I have a predisposition mm-hmm. for getting breast cancer, and in fact, I have a 50% chance or more of getting breast cancer, but I reduce that risk through my lifestyle habits of, you know, exercising and eating right. And I just, honestly, I look at sugar as poison. It's poison to me. So, listen, we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors. And one of those sponsors I want to talk about is Buffalo Dental Group. Buffalo Dental Group, I want you to check them out. You know, I was just there this week. If you want someone who is cutting edge, of course, they are so wonderful. I had my teeth cleaned, and, you know, sometimes when you have your teeth cleaned, it's painful, too. It's like, what are you doing to me? I'll tell you, they have this cutting-edge stuff you don't want to miss. Give them a call at Buffalo Dental Group. We'll be right back.
Incisions you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. AutoStars Collision and Mechanical Repair specializes in collision work for all types of vehicles. They've been in business for 37 years and will repair whatever you've mangled, bent, or crashed. Rich Littlefield and his staff put their heart into diagnosing, repairing, and painting your vehicle.
Hi, this is Rich Littlefield from AutoStars Collision and Auto Repair. If you need your vehicle put back into pre-accident condition, call me today at 716-877-2892.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that, too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
All right, we are back. And if you're just joining us, Carrie Carnelli's in the house with me now. And, boy, my first show, I think you were on my very first show.
I was producing your first show. I was holding up your little sign telling you what to say.
And I was on your first excited!
You were crawling the walls. I think your fingerprints are still in these walls here.
Oh, my gosh. That was back in the dark ages, it seems.
She doesn't need the signs anymore.
No, she doesn't.
I don't. I kind of know what
She's
I'm doing.
She's got it.
And Richard Derwald is here today, too. And Richard just told everybody he's 81 years old. Young, I should say.
No, old is right.
Forever young, Richard.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Listen, I know there's people listening right now that are looking at your picture on social media and saying, there is no way. I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but, like, were you always, like, into health and fitness? I mean, I remember seeing pictures of you way back when pumping iron, like, lots of iron. And how did you get started, number one? And number two, are you still pumping iron?
I'll answer number two first.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
like last night.
All right.
Yeah, no, I still do it.
To get in shape for the show, see? You got it. I was pumping iron this morning.
Yeah. Me too.
Well, I think I actually enjoy it. I wouldn't know what to do if I couldn't do it.
Exactly.
And I think it's really helped me through all the years. But I started because I really was not that genetically gifted. I was not a good athlete, believe it or not. I was not a good athlete. I couldn't make any of the teams in grammar school, which was nothing, you know. And, of course, even I got to high school. And every young boy wants to be on the team. You want to be one of the boys. You want to, you know, the ideal thing is the quarterback. And everybody wants to be an athlete.
Right.
I just didn't have a predisposition towards that type of thing. But I decided I was going to change some things. And I did. And I started working out, lifting weights. I actually started with an old Charles Atlas course. Remember that with the kick in the sand and guy's face? Yeah, I started with that. I started when I was probably around 14. One thing that inspired me is some friends of mine, we went down to the wrestling matches. And we watched, and I said, someday, it's the power of visualization. I said, someday I'm going to be in that ring, and I'm going to be a wrestler. I started when I was 14, and when I had just turned 19, I was in the ring down at the auditorium. To some degree, I visualized myself. I knew what I wanted to be. I knew what I wanted to look like. And I really knew what it was I wanted to be.
Well, I think that visualization is so important. And I've done the same thing over my life. I've had to, because if you can't see it, you can't even perceive
it.
You
exactly.
know, like you have to see it and believe it and really trust in God that he's going to use you. And that's what I do. I just pray that God uses me for his glory. But, you know, really, he will, right? If you're if you put him first in your life, he will direct your paths.
I've heard the saying, I think Napoleon Hill said this, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the body can achieve.
Amen. Yeah, that's very good. And look at how sharp Carrie, his mind is. He doesn't forget what he's saying. I forget what I'm saying sometimes. You're so sharp, and it's got to be your dietary habits and the fact that you're exercising. And, you know, I always say this to women, because I have a lot of middle-aged women to come to me, and their memories are being affected, and they're obviously having trouble, you know, and
gaining weight, visceral fat, you know, particularly around the midsection, which, you know, leads to all kinds of problems. It's linked to cancer, inflammation, heart disease, you name it. And they're also, their mind is being affected.
Right.
And, you know, they have all those other symptoms, hot flashes, gray hair and everything else. And I say, you know, honestly, you've got to exercise and eat right. That is going to be the key. You know, forget about taking medication. You need to exercise and eat right. And it does make a difference, you know. And of course, you know, we just had the Alzheimer's walk and things like that. But we know that those good fats that are good for your heart are good for your brain as well. And we can talk about that in a little bit. But, you know, it's just unbelievable, you know, that visceral fat is also a factory for estrogen production in both,
yes,
you know, males and,
that's right,
males and females.
Yes,
and, of course, women have a higher risk for breast cancer,
mm-hmm,
and men, actually. And men can develop larger breasts from, you know, this visceral,
yeah,
fat, which is the factory.
And the loss
for,
of testosterone, of course.
Right.
They all go together.
Yes. The visceral fat is a bad,
yes,
stuff. It's that fat that is, that's easy to put on, but hard to take off, and it's not subcutaneous fat. And so we know that an increased blood sugar also causes that, a high glycemic diet, which I'm sure you don't eat, Richard.
No.
I'm curious, what is one of your top favorite things to eat that you feel really fills and feeds your body well?
My favorite dinner, actually, is salmon, fish.
Mm.
I really do. Like last night, I had a nice sized piece of salmon and a helping of spinach.
That's wonderful.
That's, I'm not
Popeye.
I'm not Popeye.
No, you're looking like it.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, salmon is a good fat as long as it's wild salmon.
Yes, that's right.
We don't want to have farm-raised salmon.
You're exactly. I just hope that what they're selling me is, in fact, what they say it is.
Yeah.
That's all. That I have no way of knowing, Robbie.
Well, you know, I believe our grocery stores here, you know, are very ethical. I believe that they are very trustworthy, which reminds me, we were talking about this earlier, Carrie. I am looking for someone in Canada to partner up with, because so many of our listeners ask me, you know, where can I get the foods that you're talking about in Canada? And I need to partner up with, you know, healthy foods in Canada. So if you know someone, let me know. Send me an email. That was a side note. Okay. So back to the eating healthy. So salmon and spinach, you know, of course, we know that spinach is very high in phytonutrients.
Right.
And, of course, wonderful for your body and wonderful for your brain and your everything. I mean, there's so many nutrients in,
yes,
spinach, preferably raw, but, you know, you can saute them. I like to saute them in vegetable,
yep,
broth, vegetable broth. But, you know, we do lose a little bit of nutrients.
I know you do. Of course, yeah, you do, yes.
But obviously you know what you're doing, Mr. Fitness.
Hopefully I know what I'm doing.
So I'm like, what else do you eat?
Exactly.
Tell me about breakfast.
Exactly.
But, you know, I'd like to tell everybody out there, Robbie is who she says she is.
Oh.
You really do talk the talk and walk the walk. I'm a little less of a purist than you are. I will go out and have a dessert occasionally. I don't bring anything sweet into the house, ever.
Wow.
Never.
That's a good
kid. Ever. No, you can't. Because you know why? It calls me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, if even there's some leftover ice cream and the kids are over, I know it's there and it calls me, you know, come and get me. So to put that temptation away.
Yes.
You don't want it.
Well, and, you know, this past week I started my healthy eating classes, and I know, Carrie, you know, you have been in my classes, mm-hmm, before, and I'm telling you, there was so much cancer, you can't even believe it, and so many people are craving sweets. So many of those people with cancer are craving sweets, which is why it's paramount to do a medically sound detox, which I have in my book, The Raw Truth Recharge, and which, Carrie, you have done with me before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so important to break those cravings. And you're right, Richard, out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly.
You know, don't bring it in the house.
That's
like the first step.
Right.
No.
You know, and if it's not there, you're not going to go to the grocery store at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 2 o'clock in the morning to get something, or midnight to get some people do.
I was going to say, it actually it happens, right?
No.
Steve, I don't know. Steve
and I are looking at it. We're like, well, let me tell you about last week.
Steve's
probably, you know, doing his, what do you call it? I forget what he does.
His kimchi?
He's fermenting. And all that. Yeah, he's fermenting cupcakes.
His homemade kefir. I mean, it's delicious.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are going to continue our conversation with Carrie Cardinelli and Richard Derwald. We're going to be talking about, you know, eat this, not that, and why, and really how to stay on track. Again, you know, I suggest that people detox seasonally. And what does even detox mean, you know? Does it mean, like, having food shipped to your door? Does it mean, like, fasting on water for 3 days? Does it mean just drinking juice? What does it mean? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about what you need to do to start, because today is the day. Yesterday, you said tomorrow, but today is the day. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
And listen, water, what are you drinking right now, people? Water is the building block for our body, for our health. We need to eat clean. We need to drink clean. And it's time to do that. We know that there's chlorine, lead, who knows what else in our water. It's time for you to take a closer look at the water in your home. It's time for Water Cure USA. Water Cure USA, a Western New York-based company, knows how important pure water is for drinking and bathing. From whole house systems, which I have, which is incredible, to under-the-sink options, Water Cure USA has the right system for you at the price that you can afford. If you're tired of drinking funny-tasting water with who knows what in it, or spending too much money on bottled water, don't do that. Give Water Cure USA a call right after my show. The number, 716-946-3598. Or go to watercureusa.com. Drinking pure water is the easiest thing you can do to improve your health. So give my friend Drew a call at Water Cure USA today.
That expensive dental treatment your dentist insists you get may not be necessary. There are ways to save your tooth without using invasive dentistry. That's why you need a second opinion from the experts at Buffalo Dental Group. The dentists at Buffalo Dental Group do what they can to save as much of your tooth as possible with state-of-the-art technology. If you've been told that you need a crown, then it's time you get a second opinion. Call Buffalo Dental Group today for your Raw Truth appointment, 832-7595. That's 832-7595.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And we are back. We were just hearing about Donna Littlefield. You know, she is amazing. And, of course, praise for her clients, praise over the houses. You need to check her out as a realtor. She's just number one. I'm telling you, give her a call. So, you know, Carrie, you and I have had many shows on eating healthy and exercising and how to stay on track. And, you know, I know you've struggled in the past. I've struggled in the past. I don't know if Richard, he probably hasn't struggled in the past. But, you know, we've struggled in the past. I mean, the reality is we are tempted. I always think of that one scripture that, you know, God will not let us be tempted, you know, outside of what we can get out of. I forget what it is right now. I'm not saying it right. But he won't let us be tempted beyond what we can bear.
Mm-hmm.
And he will always give us a way out. And really, whether we're talking about pornography or we're talking about food and the idolatry of different things, food can be an idolatry as well. We know that if we want to get lean, we need to lean on the Lord. I always say that, but it's so true. We can't do anything without Christ who strengthens us. You know, I know that you've been, you know, on this journey as I have. It's a journey, right? It's not like a 12-week program. It's forever. So how are you doing?
Good. Well, it, you know, it is a journey, and it's been my whole life, which I've talked with you about before. Since I've been a young child, I've been dealing with just eating disorders and just my health. And, well, not even – I'm actually pretty healthy, which is shocking. All my blood work comes back pretty good.
Awesome.
But weight-wise, you know, it's always been a struggle. And but when I met you a couple years ago, it really started my journey because you helped me to really align it with the Lord. And, you know, I've just learned over the years that it will be a journey for a long time for me, but it's retraining my brain, retraining my mind and my heart and my spirit. But it's a responsibility that I have to take. I find I'm off track when I'm lazy. I'm off track when I'm focused on other things. If I don't make this a top priority in my life, not an obsession, but a top priority in my life, the more I make it a top priority, the more it becomes a responsibility, and I'm much better, healthier with food and exercise. And, you know, even exercise for me, I'm glad that you're here today, Richard, because I have come to really love weight training. I love weight training. In fact, last year, I remember, or 2 years ago, it was the summer, and I was working out with a trainer, and I was learning about weights and training with weights more so than cardio. And I remember I was a little down. I was seeing my counselor, and she's like, she said, you know, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just so, I don't know. She goes, well, I mean, you know, do you like hanging out with your friends? I'm like, no. All I like is my new gum that I found in weight training. Those are the only things that make me feel better, because I found that when I'm training with weights, I'm focused, and it helps to actually strengthen my brain power as well.
Oh, yeah. It's empowering, too.
It is very empowering. I like being strong. I think maybe just because I'm a strong woman in general.
Right.
I, you know, physically I take more after my father and that whole Italian side. And so I do have a stronger body. I have muscle in there. It's just me learning how to define it. And so I've been really balancing out my cardio versus my weight training and understanding, you know, because I have some back issues. I've got a herniated disc in my neck and my lower back, and I have a knee issue. But the more I train and the more I learn things I can do and can't do, I'm actually feeling better. I'm feeling stronger, and I can carry my back better, you know, and carry my knees better. So, yeah, so just really understanding inflammation in my body, that's a whole new thing this year that I've really been taking into practice, and understanding certain foods that cause inflammation in my body, drinking my water, adding a lot more protein because I'm more protein-based person. I could tell I actually operate better. I get better sleep. I have more energy when I have more protein in my body. And you know what's funny? I don't actually have a sugar issue. I mean, I'll eat sweets.
Mm-hmm.
But mine is more the starch and the salty things, so, which causes a lot of inflammation in me as well. So just, you know, for me right now, it's learning how to deal with inflammation and changing some of my dietary habits, even on a deeper level, adding more vegetables, more protein, healthier versions of that, and eating more often throughout the day.
And that's a big key, you know, for keeping our blood sugar stabilized. You know, especially vegetables and beans and legumes and lentils and mostly a plant-based diet. Because really, you know, people always ask me, and you know this, you know, how many calories should I be having? And I say, you don't need to count calories if you're eating fruits and vegetables and plants. Mm-hmm. You don't. I mean, first of all, they fill you up. And secondly, you don't. No one ever got fat from eating too much kale or too many vegetables. Right. No one ever did. Even watermelon. People say, well, it's high glycemic. But, you know, a plant-based diet has been the key to weight loss for many, many years. And you talked about protein, and we know we can get our protein from plants, you know, beans, legumes, lentils, and I know you like that stuff too.
Yeah.
And, you know, and also, you know, I think before when you've detoxed, you know, with the Raw Truth Recharge, we both have done this, where we realize that, you know, sometimes I think it takes a detox to realize that you need to switch your focus back over to vegetables, you know, because we do get off track. I don't know if you do, Richard, but, you know, I like to kind of think of vegetables first and then what I have around it, rather than when I was growing up, it was more I was focused on either the meat, animal products, and then a little bit of vegetables on the side, or the pasta and then maybe a little salad on the side. Now it's the vegetables, and I'll have, well, I don't eat meat, but, you know, I'll have, that will be my focus, you know, and then I might have some quinoa on the side, or I might have, I just had some bonza chickpea pasta the other day, which I love, that chickpea pasta, the red bean pasta and things like that.
Well, I think one of the issues with vegetables, and I'll just say, and I'm sure other listeners feel this way if they're like me, it's time consuming. So I have found lately my staple has been cauliflower rice. That has been a big staple for me, adding a lot more, even extra vegetables to the cauliflower. You know, but I think it's a time issue, and it's, so I have to make it a priority in my life, and that takes focus. You know,
it
so it's because I can tell, I sense when I'm getting lazy or when I'm too busy and it doesn't become a priority in my life, I actually start moving away from the vegetables because it takes time to clean them. It takes time to prep them. It takes time to cook them. It's easier for me to get something else. And then once I get in that routine, then I'm in trouble. And then I've got to sort of get back on track.
And you know what I do when I'm cutting up vegetables for whatever it is, my vegetable stir fry or soup or whatever, I say, okay, it's going to take me 20 minutes to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I can do this, or I can sit in the doctor's office for 20 minutes. Which is better for you?
And I'll tell you what, food prep, if anyone's busy out there, it is worth, it's worth the effort to prep your foods on a Sunday night or a Monday. You know, I mean, I'm busy all week long, but I make it a priority for me. If I don't prep some foods, even my new roommates, they make fun of me. You're in the kitchen for hours, and I'm like, well, maybe 2 hours, but at least I know I'm good to go, so when I leave the house in the morning, I can grab my stuff, just throw it in a bag and go. Even my smoothie bags, you know, I just food prep for me. If anyone out there struggles with staying on track, I would consider incorporating food prepping. And if you don't know how to do it, I'm nuts on Google, and I YouTube different ways that people food prep. I get all these different ideas, and it just helps me to understand, no, I'm not alone doing it. Mm-hmm. Other people are doing it, and it helps to see how they do it. It helps you develop a routine.
And batching, you know, batching on the weekends, like cooking a big batch and, you know, freezing some or whatever is a wonderful thing. I just want to say a couple things, and we're going to go to our Endura sponsors again. We know that people who are vegetarians are less likely to be overweight. They're less likely to get disease. We know that that protein that's in the animal products is linked to cancer. And, you know, I have the opportunity coming up. I'm so grateful. I just found out about this right before the show today, that I will actually be teaching the women of Hope Chest, who are breast cancer survivors, how to eat healthy in an anti-cancer diet.
Wow,
I'm so grateful to have been chosen to do this. So this is going to be starting, in October here. So very, very excited. But, you know, I am so tuned in to this anti-cancer, anti-disease way of eating because of my family history and because of my own risk. But, you know, it's so important that people know that they can not only prevent disease, but reverse disease through their lifestyle habits and their dietary habits. We have more of this with Carrie Cardinelli, Richard Durwald, and myself. And don't forget to check out my book, because I have so much info in my book. But we need to talk about the detox when I come back. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth. Stay with us.
If you're looking for a dentist who does it all with patient care that makes you feel like you're a VIP, then check out Westermeyer Martin Dental. They've worked to create a world-class high-tech dental facility right here in Western New York. From teeth whitening, cosmetic dentistry, crowns, dental implants, veneers, adult orthodontics, and everything in between, they have you covered. They've set up their practice so that patients can comfortably receive every type of dental care they need under one roof from experienced, compassionate dental professionals. They've invested in the latest dental materials, techniques, and technologies to make your dental care as gentle, painless, and efficient as possible. With offices in East Aurora and now in Amherst, call and set up a consultation. Go to WMSmile.com, WMSmile.com, or call 716-655-5000. Check them out at WMSmile.com. And let them know that Robbie sent you. Be prepared to be pampered at Westermeyer Martin Dental. You will love them, and that's the raw truth.
It's 2016, and nearly half of the marriages are failing. There is a code you need to protect your marriage and your family with. Christian marriage counselor Jack Mamo has cracked open the code and is passionate about changing the current pattern of high divorce rate as well as harmful family breakups. If you're afraid the conflicts you're having could lead to divorce, if you've failed in the past and you're not sure you want to try again, maybe you're getting married and you want to make sure that you're doing it for all the right reasons, whatever your situation is, do not lose hope. Jack Mamo wants to help to walk you through the struggles and share the marriage code with you. Contact him for a one-on-one coaching session or set up a marriage conference for a larger audience. Connect with Jack at themarriagecode.net and pre-order a copy of his book, The Marriage Code, today. Themarriagecode.net. God's marriage in the marriage code is the solution for you. Give him a call at 416-770-0227. Again, 416-770-4227. Themarriagecode.net. When it comes to selling your home, you want the best price. You want the timing to be right. You want an advocate who knows the market inside and out. And you need Donna Littlefield. Donna was named in the top 10 best of the best at Realty USA. She's a prayer warrior ready to serve you and your family. Contact Donna for a free, true market analysis. And then list your home with Donna. DonnaLittlefield.com.
Contact me today and get your home sold. DonnaLittlefield.com.
You've waited long enough. Now you can have all of Robbie's knowledge, advice, teaching, and inspiration in the palm of your hand with her new book, The Raw Truth Recharge. The Raw Truth Recharge will teach you 7 truths about faith, family, food, fitness, detox, sleep, and stress management, and how all of them are vital to your health mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Robbie is a registered nurse, an integrative health and nutrition practitioner, and a master trainer armed with certifications. With 30 plus years experience in the industry, she will teach you how to increase your energy, be fit and feel healthy, decrease your body fat, increase your muscle mass, shape your body, cut cravings, and focus your energy to fulfill your calling. God's word actually gives us clear direction on all of these truths. If you want to get lean, then you need to lean on the Lord. Do you need inspiration and motivation to either get or stay on track? Then this book is for you. Get your copy of The Raw Truth on Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. Today.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
Oh, I'm so glad we are back. Oh my gosh, it's fall. Make your soup, people. Listen, I want to talk about this detox. Obviously, you know, I think it's important to detox seasonally. What does that mean? There's a two-week detox in my book you can follow. But really, it's going without processed food, without dyes, without chemicals, without carcinogens, without foods you need to read a label on. It is not brain surgery, but there is a science to it. We take out some foods, and then we put some foods in. Not dairy. Dairy is not included, and you don't need dairy for calcium. You know that because if you listen to the show all the time, our government lied to us about that. We don't need dairy for calcium. But really, you know, it is about clean eating. And yesterday when I was in Syracuse, I did a demonstration with a stocking, stuffing junk food in that stocking and then, you know, putting clean food in it and what it looks like and how, you know, you need to realize that when you really are what you eat, aren't you, you guys? You are what you eat. And so, you know, you mentioned water, Carrie, but drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water per day minimum. So Richard is a lot, you know, larger mass than we are, even though he's very fit. But you would drink half of your body weight for you. Mm-hmm. Not all of us don't need to, you know, drink 8 8-ounce glasses, you know, because we're not all the same size.
That's correct.
But making sure you have Water Cure come and test your water for free and you get out that lead, chlorine, and fluoride that's in your water. It is so detrimental for you. Drinking out of a glass or stainless steel bottle is so important. And just making sure you have, you know, fiber with every meal. And, of course, you can get that when you're eating vegetables. People always think that I eat raw. Because my name is Raw, and my book is Raw. Listen, I do eat cooked food, people. I just eat the foods of the earth that you don't need to read a label on. But isn't that funny? When I spoke in Canada last week, you know, people were saying, oh, you know, do you have a book that's about, you know, cooked food too. And I go, well, this book is about seven truths to health and fitness. And I eat cooked vegetables.
Right.
I just eat, you know, plant foods. But how funny is that? It's not raw.
Play on word.
Like, yeah, exactly. So Richard, you know, we were talking about the exercise. You're 81 mm-hmm. years young. You look at least 25 years younger than that. Your brain is so incredibly
Thank
sharp.
You.
How many days per week do you work out?
Less now that I'm older, but I do something every day. Every day.
I
just don't do resistance exercise every day.
Yeah,
I used to do it every other day. Depending on how I feel, I might do it Monday, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, do something else, and then Thursday go back to it. You don't recover as quickly as the years go by. This has only happened like the last year or two. I'm serious. I mean, when I was really, even in my late 70s, I could easily work out 3 days a week. And I still do sometimes. But as you get older, you just got to know your limits, because too many people who are really have been big in fitness did not know their limits. And our limits change. And that's, I think, we've been successful with the senior fitness program. Teaching a bunch of people who are 70, 75, 80 plus is nothing like a bunch of people who are 30, 35. It's completely different.
No.
Absolutely different. There's joint problems, tendon problems, ligament problems, all kinds of things.
And a lot of the pain that people have is related to inflammation.
Oh, yes.
Eating processed foods, sugar,
mm-hmm.
Things that turn into sugar, and those inflammatory foods instead of the anti-inflammatory foods, like the foods of the earth that God created that I'm talking about. But you're amazing to me. I mean, like, and I love the fact that you're still pumping iron, because, Carrie, as you were talking, you know, earlier, I mean, not only is it empowering to do that, you do feel stronger, but we start losing muscle at age 35.
I know.
My age. And, you know, it's so important.
I'm not even at that age anymore.
All right.
But there's some real miracles out there, and you can preserve a lot of that muscle, and you can even gain muscle, even after 70. They
Absolutely.
Never thought you're good.
Hmm.
You'll go, just going back 20 years ago, they said you will not gain. You can't recreate them. Yes, you can.
Yeah, well, you're living proof of that. And, you know, really, I mean, it does motivate me, too. I mean, it is harder as you get older, Carrie. You're you know, still young.
He's a baby.
You are still young.
A baby.
I'm feeling it, though. I'm noticing at 39, you know, that the things have shifted for me already.
You're 39?
39, yeah.
Yeah, you look like you're 29.
Well, thanks. We all look young in this room.
It's the lighting. It's the lighting.
Well, no, I mean, when you, you know, work out and eat right, you look like you work out and eat right, you know? And if you're going to work out, you might as well look like you work out, which pumping iron does that for
Absolutely.
You. And I tell the ladies in my class, so many of them are afraid to lift weights until they come into the class. You know, I have my exercise DVDs. You can get the raw cuts, which is one of my DVDs, and do it at home if you don't come in a gym. But you start out light, right? We will meet you where you're at.
Right.
You know, if you want to start out with 2 pound weights, start out with 2 pound weights. And as your form is impeccable, you can go up in weight when you get to the point of fatigue or failure, right, Mr. Fitness?
Yes, and I was looking at you both. You're both considerably younger, quite a bit younger than I am.
I like hanging out
All
with
right.
you.
All right. However, a lot of people, you may not realize this, who are probably over 65, over 70, and especially my age, were taught that weightlifting was bad.
Right.
Lifting weights was bad. When I was getting the flu a couple of times, my mother brought me to the doctor. She says, is he still lifting those darn weights? Get him off of that.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
Not. Yes, that's not good for him. And just one last thing, if going back to the 50s and the early 60s, if you played on a college football team, you were not allowed to lift weights.
Really?
Wow.
That's correct.
Now it's like it's just the norm, right?
Yeah. Do you remember? You don't hear the term muscle bound anymore.
Wow.
When was the last time you heard the word muscle bound? They believed that if your muscles got bigger, that you weren't as good an athlete.
Well, we know that exercise increases the blood flow to the brain, too, which every
right.
time you talk, Richard, I'm just thinking of how clear you are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that you're, you know, 110, but you are 80, and it's amazing to me how clear your mind is and your memory
Thank
is.
Thank you, Rob.
It is. It's impressive. We know that, you know, it increases blood flow to the brain. It helps with clarity, concentration, memory. It helps. Exercise helps lift your mood. So it's,
absolutely.
It's just as much mental as it is physical. Isn't it, Gary? I mean, we know, you know, because, hey, life is tough. With everything going on in the world right now, I mean, I just spent 4 days in Chicago with my daughter, and I'm telling you, it was concerning to me. You know, there's so much going on in the world right now that, number one, we just need to pray without ceasing, you know, and lay our burdens down to the Lord of Lords. He will make our paths straight. But and do not worry, you know, don't be anxious for anything, 4-6 that I like to say. But, you know, also, we just need to realize that we can take care of ourselves, make a difference in the lives of the people around us, not just make it through the day, but really make a difference in the lives of the people around us, lift our mood through exercise, eat right, take care of our bodies, because none of us are guaranteed tomorrow. None of us are guaranteed tomorrow. Amen?
Amen. And I just want to say, you know, anyone that's listening, you know, the struggle of walking into a gym and feeling down about yourself. You don't like the way you look. I get it. I've been there multiple times, and I keep picking myself up. And that is where I do rely on the Lord to give me the strength and my confidence and my self-esteem to know that, okay, I deserve to go here. I deserve to be in this class. And I have to love myself in order for me to get through a class to know, okay, this is good for me, but it's I actually enjoy spending time with myself in the gym. So I want to encourage anyone that's listening right now that if you are struggling with even going to the gym, know you're not alone, number one. But two, try to just look at it in the way of just spending some time with yourself, working on yourself, making yourself a better person, and just helping yourself to gain more confidence in your life. And by going to the gym, you will, because when you walk out of there, no matter how much effort you put in, if you even put in a little bit of effort, you will walk out and you will feel so much stronger, even spiritually stronger.
Oh, yeah.
That you've actually were able to accomplish something at the gym where you didn't think you could even get off the couch to go.
Well, it takes discipline and self-control, and that discipline and self-control is infiltrated in other areas of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are, you know, making the time to go to the gym, and, you know, even if you don't go to the gym, Richard, you work out at home, don't you?
Yeah, but I went to the gym. I like to have a dollar for every time I walk through a gym door. Believe me.
You know, I am. We need to do this again, you guys.
I'd love to.
Absolutely.
We need to do this again.
I would love to. Right?
We could have a 3-hour show. We didn't even touch the surface here.
We could do a talk-a-thon.
I know. I mean, but God willing, you know, people are inspired today to realize at Richard, your age, 80, you can still work out, pump iron, and you should be.
Oh, I love it.
And you are a walking role model, and thank God for all you do for the senior citizens, and God bless you for that.
Thank you, Robbie.
I'm sure that, you know, it's tiring. I'm tired after teaching my class. And Carrie, thank you for all you do for, you know, our community and for the kingdom and everything else. I mean, you are just such an amazing, amazing artist, singer, speaker.
Thank you.
And I wish someday author. And you know,
It's coming.
Yes. And, you know, I'm happy to join forces with you. We got the chance to speak in Toronto a couple
We're
months
gonna
ago.
We're going to look for more.
And, yeah, I got to talk to you after the show here, Gerald. We're going to be joining forces again. And so, you know, I'm just so grateful for both of you today joining me. And, listen, I want everyone to have a great week. Make sure you have a green salad every day. Either drink it or eat it. Spinach, kale, collards, whatever it is, make sure you get it in, because you will get all of those nutrients that you need. But at least one a day, drink it or eat it. You can do it. I know you can. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and God bless.
The program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.